Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com from the PNC studio at Hallis Hall. Larry Mayer joined by the pride and joy of Joliet, Illinois, Tom Thayer. And Tom, another tough loss at home for the Bears. How do they turn this around going to Minnesota?
Well, you know, you already had one opportunity to play Minnesota, so go evaluate that tape very strictly. Again, look at the things you did well and look at the things you didn't do so well. Almost the same subject matter we talked about a couple weeks ago when they were getting ready to play Green Bay for the second time in Green Bay. And then look how you're developing as a football team. Look at the things you're doing well. And that's the continuous process about this football team, is just making sure that you get better from one week to the next. So however Adam Gase sees the offensive clicking against this defense and Vic Fangio against the offense and Coach Rogers against the special teams, that's the way you do it. It's a week-to-week evaluation. The Bears are probably a little bit more experienced right now at the running back position. They kind of have an understanding what the receiver position is going to be about. You know, and Cutler's still been playing good football. So now it's making sure that all three phases work together.
Tom, I'm really interested to see how the Bears approach Teddy Bridgewater, a young quarterback for the Vikings. Shows a lot of potential, but then he'll make a mistake every now and then. What do you think the game plan is against him, especially with the pass rush?
Well, I think it's got to be similar to the last couple weeks, because you played against Blaine Gabbert, you played against Kirk Cousins, and now you have Teddy Bridgewater. If you remember at the end of the Minnesota game, the first time the Bears played him, when it got down to desperation time, that's when he kind of used his feet a little bit more. No, they want Bridgewater to throw the ball downfield, but when it gets to that desperation time and your team needs a first down or he sees the right coverage to be attracted to a downfield run, that's where you have to be careful of him, because sometimes when a quarterback is inexperienced, he draws back to what he has the most confidence in, and I still think it's his feet more than his decision-making.
We've talked before and off the air about maybe the Vikings, maybe this is a trap game for them. A lot of people in Minnesota looking ahead to the season finale against Green Bay. Do you think that the Vikings team, obviously you're not in the locker room there, but do you think there's a possibility they could overlook the Bears?
Not at all. Mike Zimmer does not allow that to happen. And I don't even believe in the phrase trap games anymore in the NFL. If you think that you have the luxury of even relaxing for one moment and against an upcoming opponent, you're beat. You're not going to go to the playoffs, and you have no opportunity to win a Super Bowl. So to me, Mike Zimmer is such a big influence in that locker room. I don't think he lets his team come out and be flat.
Now comes my favorite part of the segment, where we talk about your memories playing against the team the Bears are facing that weekend. You have a lot to draw upon as a fan growing up, as a player, and now as an analyst. I mean, when I think about Vikings, I think about Jim McMahon. I think about Mike Ditka on roller skates at Hallis Hall, making fun of the roller dome. What comes to mind when I say Minnesota Vikings to you?
You know, kind of a haunting memory is when we are winning 20-0, I think, in the fourth quarter. And that's why you got to take going to your opponent's stadium so serious. We went up to Minnesota, and we are winning convincingly at 20-0. There was a bad decision made on the line of scrimmage, going to an audible. It resulted in 6 points against us, and I think we ended up losing 21-20 that
yes,
game.
You did. My first year covering the Bears, actually.
Okay, the emotions in the locker room after it, because everything leading up to it was really important, because it was such a disappointing loss. It's always about how you recover from those emotional losses tell you a lot about your football team.
Tom, I noticed you didn't throw anybody under the bus in that, but I'll talk about what happened in that Vikings game. It was my first year, like I said, covering the team. Bears are winning 20-0 in the fourth quarter. Mike Ditka, in his last year as coach, supposedly told Jim Harbaugh the night before, under no circumstances are you to call an audible. He did. Neil Anderson didn't hear it. Interception, touchdown, Vikings come back and win. I'll never forget Steve McMichael in the locker room. The buses are about to leave. He's still in his complete uniform, looking at the floor and swearing. And that was going into a bye week, too.
The only reason I refer to that story is because it's lessons learned. And it's about respecting your opponent no matter where they're going to play, what the stadium, what the crowd support is. Just making understand that your goal is to go up there and win the game according to the right decisions that you're learning all week.
And you can't take your foot off the gas pedal, no. I think, even if you're winning by 20 points in the fourth quarter.
Agree.
Absolutely. Great stuff from Tom, as always. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.